From the top of the IDS Center, 99.5 WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Today's best music, 99.5 WLOL's 513 and high. This is Greg Thunder. Big wigs, the big cheeses, the head honchos have all had to powwow. Everybody, all these corporate guys in suits have gotten together. Tomorrow will officially be our last day. That'll be it. It'll be all over. Tomorrow night. WLOL.
I've got Jay Philpott on the line. That's a name I'm sure most of you remember in the Twin Cities. Jay, how you doing?
Oh, real good, Pam. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, tell everybody where you're calling from.
Well, I'm working in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The station is called Laser 103. It's an album rock station. If you ever make it out to the Alpine Valley Music Theater for any of the big concerts, we're well within range of that. You'll probably see us out there.
Jay, what years now did you work here at WLOL?
Well, I started at WLOL in the summer of 1980 and continued through September of 1984. I was there when they first put together Hines and Berglund for the morning show.
Yeah.
And I started off the Hot Hits Countdown and kind of traded middays with Tack Hammer. For a while I did noon to 3 and then he did 9 to noon and then we flip-flopped. But it was a great time. I just had so much fun. Of course, the Twin Cities is my hometown.
And we were over in Davern.
Oh, that place.
Beating up the place.
You know, every time I come visit the Twin Cities, I drive by there and try to see if they've done anything with that building, but it seems the weeds just got higher and higher.
Jay, do you have any final words for the Twin Cities as long as I've got you on the line?
Well, Twin Cities, thank you for supporting WLOL through all the years. I miss you guys. And just keep it in your heart. WLOL is the greatest radio station Minneapolis-St. Paul was lucky to have.
Jay, nice talking to you.
All right, Pam, you guys take care.
I remember when we used to be across the street at KDW trying to beat up on this radio station.
You know, I came to Minnesota in 1984, and I fell in love with it, the people. The people are just unbelievable. And I got fired from KDW because I was too cool, you know? And so I had to leave, and I went to Chicago, and I went to Denver, and I spent all that time trying to come back to work for Greg, that man over there, Greg Swerver, because I love him. And finally, I get back here, and I'll tell you, I'm not sorry I came back because Minnesota is the greatest place, and I proved it to myself.
We're going to talk to another Greg. Greg Strassel put this whole thing together within minutes. 99.5 WLOL, this is it. 2.5 hours to go on the hottest radio station in Twin Cities history. And it is an honor to be the last disc jockey on the air. And like you, I've spent 10 years either listening or when I was at KDWB trying to beat. And happily, this last year working at the greatest radio station in the Twin Cities, 99.5 WLOL. Today's best music, 99.5 WLOL, with one-third of Miller, Mondale & Hines, Mike Miller.
Oh, I can remember listening to WLOL on tapes that a friend would make for me in Mason City, Iowa, of WLOL in the early 80s. Because there wasn't much radio in Iowa. And I thought, wow, what a radio station. I want to work for this place.
And you know what? I eventually did. Is that Casey? No, you're Casey. No, you're Casey. And now here we are. Counting down to the end. From 1981 to 1991, we're rocking the cradle of love with Billy Idol, number one, during the year 1990 on WLOL. I'm Casey.
Hot music and hot fun, 99.5
Sound and hot, JJ Fly on at 9 and Hines and Berglund early life. Pam Lewis on till noon, John Drew with your twos and Billy Joel, number one, we didn't start the fire, WLOL.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Rich.
Today's best music, 99.5 WLOL. Take it away. Today's best music, just never replace it, never reproduce it. Thunder in effect, lift equipped it.
Our friends at WLOL, goodbye and good luck from the staff and management of KDWB. Happy trails.
KDWB. WLOL. Quincy.
soon on 99.5 WLOL. Where there once was Madonna, you will hear only Mozart. Belle Biv DeVoe will be replaced by Beethoven. Here's the good news. When WLOL goes out of business, you'll have a place to go for all your favorite music. Today's music. Tune up to 101.3 KDWB. Steve Cochran in the morning. 12 hot songs in a row all day. 101.3 KDWB.
Hi, this is Gary Shandling. You're listening to the new WLOL Morning Show with Miller, Mondale, and Hines. Gee, that name Miller sounds familiar. I'd have thought my friend Dennis Miller was doing a lot better than this.
Hey, baby, you got to remember.
Them Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Would you like them here or there?
I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them Sam I am.
Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse?
I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am.
A train! A train! A train! A train! Could you, would you on a train?
Not on a train, not on a tree, not on a car, Sam, let me be.
Do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like them, Sam, I am.
Could you, would you with a goat?
I would not, could not with a goat.
Would you, could you on a boat?
I could not, would not on a boat. I will not with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain, and I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark and not in the tree. Not in the car, Sam, let me be. I do not like them in a box, and I do not like them with no fox. I will not eat them in a house, and I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like them, Sam, I am.
You do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may. Try them, and you may, I say.
Sam, if you will, let me be. I will try them, you will see.
Try them, man. Come on, try them. Come on, man. Gotta try.
Say. I like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam, I am. And I would eat them in a boat. And I would eat them with the goat. And I will eat them in the rain. And in the dark. And on a train. And in a car. And in a tree. They are so good, you see. So I will eat them in a box. And I will eat them with a fox. And I will eat them in a house.
Within the next 24 hours. It's true.
Outside the grass is brown. We need rain, the rain to come down. Farmers need it, and so do I. It's been around 95 degrees. The time has come for it to rain real hard. It's become a pain. The time has come for it to rain. It's become a pain. Just let it pour. How can we sleep when the grass is all brown? How can we sleep when there's no rain coming down? How can we sleep when the grass is all brown? How can we sleep when there's no rain coming down?
Well, Twin Cities, it's time for us to go. WLOL is going off the air now. For the past 10 years, WLOL has been the Twin Cities' favorite radio station for music and fun. We've been there when you woke up. We were there while you were at work. And when you wanted to party at night and on the weekend, it was WLOL you turned to. We brought you the newest trends in music, often ahead of the so-called trend-setting East and West Coast stations. We did our best to expose new music from local artists whenever we could. And most of all, we had a good time. Saying goodbye is never easy, especially after 10 years. Many of our listeners were children when we started. Certainly all of us were younger and probably a bit more foolish. Everyone at WLOL wants to thank all of you for making us a large part of your lives. 10 years have passed, and you make us feel good about coming to our work as we did the first day. Putting a radio station like WLOL on the air is not something that happens every day. We wanted to acknowledge the people who have put so much of their lives into making sure that what comes out of your radio has been of the highest quality. From the people who currently work at WLOL to the people who have worked at WLOL in the past, we salute you. Our success has been your success. And this radio station could not have been successful without all the work that you've done as well. We also wanted to thank our corporate parents, Emmis Broadcasting. Without their support, guidance, and friendship, WLOL would have been just like any other radio station. We all wish you the best of luck in all your future endeavors. We'll miss having you around. And we would like to thank all the people who have supported WLOL in our business, whether it's clients who have been extremely generous with their support, our promotional partners who made it easier for us to spread our message, or the people with the record companies who have shared their music with us. We want you to know we appreciate it. We wanted to thank everyone working at WLOL right now, whether it's Joe in engineering or Paula, Darcy, Mickey, Carol, Julia, or Melissa in the office, the entire research staff, Lori, Laura, Kathy, Patrice, Gina, and Tim in sales, and Sonia and Larry and Mark and Shelley in promotions, Catherine in music and public affairs, Steve, Eleanor, Pam, Paul, Greg, Alan, Yvette, Chris, Scott, Leif, Donovan, and Mark on the air staff, as well as Lisa, Dan, and Greg in management. Everyone at the station will move on, but we may never have the opportunity to work with such fine people again. And most importantly, we want to thank you, our listeners, for the past 10 years. Although this has been our job, we truly have been doing it for you. You have allowed us to be a part of your lives, and we thank you, especially all of those who have been with us for 10 years. You've allowed us to get you up, have a major league day, and say, yippee skippy, it's Friday. You played the prize catalog, the birthday game, and Minnesota's first lottery. You danced the safety dance, you rocked the Casbah, and you partied like it was 1999. And you did it with your radio on 99 and a half. And when we went digital for the 90s, you followed along with today's best music, custom mixed every hour. Thank you, Twin Cities. And it's because you've supported us so strongly that saying goodbye is so hard. But as a wise man once said, all good things must come to an end. We have to turn it off. But we leave you with the hope that maybe someday soon a station like WLOL will return. Maybe we'll all be there. Maybe not. But hopefully, we'll all be able to get together again somehow. So from everyone at 99.5 WLOL, goodbye. WLOL is going off the air now. And Twin Cities, we'll miss you.
Yes.
It's a minute before 6, and you're tuned to Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Lauren Amoto. Weather forecast for Minnesota today, variable cloudiness, maybe some snow flurries with high temperatures getting up to the mid-teens in the northern part of the state. Low 30s are possible in southwestern Minnesota before the end of the day. Expect more snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow the snow should move off to the north. It'll be warming up just...
WFM 91.1, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Good morning on this Wednesday. This is the 27th of February. Hang on here. We are in the process of signing on a new station in the NPR Music Network, KSJN, at 99.5 FM in the Twin Cities area. The engineering work has been underway all night. Why don't we go out to the transmitter right now? Ed?
Yeah,
is it ready, Ed?
Well,
are we on? Are we off?
We're on, but man, the energy level on this thing has dropped since yesterday. Used to pulsate, you know, but now it's just.
What's the matter?
It's all right, man. Ooh, that's yeah,
so,
hot.
So is the energy level all right?
Well, yeah. If you put your finger on it the right way, it'll knock you for a loop. Otherwise, the thing just sits there.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Kind of like your show, you know.
Right. Thanks, Ed.
Watch those long pauses, okay? And when you get real quiet, the thing wants to shut itself off. So keep talking, is what I'm saying,
right? All right, okay,
I'm
sure.
I'm going to hold these two wires together for the first hour or so, so just be sure, okay?
All right, fine. Thanks. Thanks, Ed. Brave engineer at the transmitter this morning trying to hold things together. As we get this thing on the air, I will tell you that the weather forecast for the Twin Cities area includes some cloudiness, a few flurries. The high will be between 25 and 30 degrees in the Twin Cities area. The low tonight in the low 20s with a 30% chance of snow. And the high on Thursday should reach the mid-30s.